the way you can avoid paying, losing your refund or being the victim of a tax fraud is by not having a refund. And he went on to suggest that what you can do is make sure that you are really close to what you should be paying, so that when it comes time for refund, you don't have a refund to come. Nobody can take what you don't have. And that's great. The only problem with it, most of us just don't adhere to that to that schedule. We do have a refund coming. We are not so tight and right about what Uncle Sam takes from us that we can say at the end of a year we're even out. So if you don't follow that, then you're going to have to listen very closely, I think, to Rashid Zahidi. He's president and CEO of Sentinel Background Checks and the author of The Business Immunity System. He's joining us today because we're going to talk to you about how to avoid and prevent becoming a victim of income tax-related ID theft. Okay, I'll get back to that in just a minute because I want you to know some statistics that I think are surprising. Following the segment with Rashid, we're then going to turn our attention to one Tom Anderson, who comes forth with the importance, and listen to this, folks, the importance of debt, D-E-B-T, in your retirement plan. And you say, well, wait a minute, what are you talking about? No debt is good, and that's not a good. Yes, there is good debt, and he's going to explain that and how you should prepare yourself for that as well. But the surprising fact right now is, and let me just give you some statistics that that Rashid sends to us, and we'll pick up our conversation from there. But can you believe this? Identity theft is among the fastest growing crimes in the U.S., and ID thieves become especially active as hundreds of millions of Americans prepare and file their income tax returns. That's you. And right now they know you're going to file, and there are millions of dollars on the table. And so they become active. Tax-related ID theft has grown dramatically. In 2008, folks, the IRS identified 47,000 cases of ID tax refund fraud by ID thieves. Now listen to this. By 2012, the IRS identified 641,000 cases and more this year, and it cost American taxpayers billions of money. The IRS issued $5.2 billion in fraudulent, $5.2 billion in fraudulent refunds to ID thieves. And guess what? One of those refunds was yours, or will be this year, because you don't pay attention. My guest is here to tell you what you should be doing and how you should be doing it. And we're very pleased to welcome to the program Rashid Zahidi. Rashid, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Paul, and congratulations on a great show and a very much needed show.
Thank you very much. And indeed, what makes this show work are that we have people like you, a former president, CEO of now current president and CEO of Sentinel Background Checks, the author of The Business Immunity System. You have a long and successful business career that has spanned several industries, including international business, risk management, anti-money laundering, investigations, and background checks. So, folks, he knows from whence he speaketh. And what he's saying to you is you can avoid being one of those victims, but you've got to be careful and you've got to do certain things. Right, Rashid?
Yes, that is correct, Paul. Yeah. I mean, I usually like to make it simple so people can remember a few of the things. As the adage goes, a lot of common sense is not common practice. So I usually say to people, look at your print information. That's your mail. That's incoming and outgoing mail. Make sure it is secure. Make sure that it doesn't fall into the wrong hands. And if you don't receive your tax documents in a timely fashion, you need to look into that. You need to get with the appropriate parties to make sure that it didn't go to the wrong people. And you have to make sure that you secure your electronic communications as well. If you are using a computer to do the filing and you're doing it yourself, make sure you use up-to-date software. Make sure you have antivirus, anti-spyware type of software. Make sure you don't use non-secure networks. And don't be a victim to phishing scams, those emails that just come out of nowhere and ask you for your personal information. Don't fall for that. Don't fall for those phone calls that do the same thing, that impersonate the IRS or other government agencies or impersonate your bank. So if you didn't initiate the call, don't give out your personal information. if you're working with somebody, a tax preparer, and it is not someone you know very well, you've been working with for years, like your accountant or your CPA,
right,
make sure that you pick a reputable tax preparer.
Okay.
Because sometimes they create fly-by operations to just get your personal information.
We're talking with Rashid Zahidi. He is a tax expert, or at least a tax ID. He's a guy that you want to talk to if you want to avoid getting ripped off, folks, by these people that will take your money. When we come back, we'll hear more from Rashid. You're listening to Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. My guest is a privacy expert and author, Rashid Zahidi, who's providing some tips to prevent you becoming a victim of income tax-related ID theft. We're talking about millions, folks, we're talking about billions of dollars that the IRS is going to send out as tax refunds to you. And a lot of you are going to get your tax refunds, but a lot of you are not because of the fraud. And the idea is, what can you do to avoid becoming a victim of this? And Rashid has already given us some good ideas, and we'll go through over a couple of them again. First of all, Rashid, there are those who say the reason this tax fraud is happening is because the IRS is not being careful, is not taking care of business. Is that legitimate, and to what degree does the blame fall on the Internal Revenue Service?
Very interesting question, Paul. Because, I mean, it's like you've seen big corporations fall victim to hacking, and you've seen all kinds of things happen. And what happens with this particular situation is that the crooks know that there is a gap between the time that the IRS actually issues the refund and the time they cross-reference and verify the rest of the documents. Because if, say, for example, the employer has to get you your W-2 by, like, January 31st or something like that, but the copy they sent to the IRS, they have until about April or so. So there is a gap in there. So the IRS processes the refunds before that. But the IRS, according to them, have dedicated about 3,000 employees as a task force for this, and they're working with training other law enforcement agencies, increasing filters, and then just trying to mitigate the risk.
But we know, don't we, Rashid, that despite their best effort, millions, if not billions of dollars, are going to be sent to the wrong people.
Yes, that is correct. And as you mentioned, the statistics, I mean, it's like the trend was still going up. So as it stands right now, I mean, it is still a big issue.
Okay. And you also point out that Florida, and for those of you listening in Florida, listen very carefully, is ground zero for identity thieves. Why?
Well, I mean, it's like there's a couple of different reasons that are suspected for that. It's maybe because we have a higher percentage of the elderly. We have a large number of tourists. We have a large number of college students. And so those are some of the culprit reasons, I guess, or responsible reasons that may be attracting the identity.
Yeah, well, something isn't. Certainly, it's a lot of money. Your new book includes a chapter about preventing ID theft just in time for tax filing season. Of all the ways that a tax filer can stop this from happening, what's the most important thing they must do to ensure that they don't fall victim to tax cheats?
Well, it's education, and then just awareness, and then just being a hard target, because it makes it more difficult for crooks to get to you. And you be stingy with your personal information. And then, like I said, your documents, make sure the ones that have personal information, keep them under lock and key, or shred them if you're done with them and you no longer need them. And it's your responsibility to monitor your account and get your free credit reports, that annual credit report, to make sure that you're watching for any anomalies or strange stuff going on with your personal information.
Okay, so you've got to be proactive in terms of looking out for yourself, is what you're saying, right?
Yes, absolutely. Because as you've seen, I mean, these things can happen to anybody. So it's never a good thing to say, yeah, it's not going to be me.
Yeah.
So
because it's going
to
be you.
To be ahead of it.
I got you. This is so important. Rashid Zahidi is my guest, folks. We're talking about that refund that you're waiting for. It may never reach your mailbox if you don't follow the advice of Rashid. When we come back, we'll go through some more of the issues that he sees that will make sure that you get your tax refund in full. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. Right now, we're talking about how to save you from becoming a victim of identity theft and the fraud of your tax your tax refund. You're looking forward to it, and you can get it, but you can only get it if you do what needs to be done. And that's what Rashid Zahidi is talking about. He's a former money laundering investigator for Citigroup and current owner of a Tampa-based firm that provides background checks. Rashid, if people want to know more information about this, is there a website where they can go to reach out to you?
Yes, Paul. Businesscommunity.com or sbchecks.com. And the book is available on Amazon or your favorite bookseller as well.
All right. Say that again slowly so that the audience can catch that both of those in the book. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. For the book, it's businessimmunity.com. And for the background checks, it's sbchecks.com.
Okay. Business
and,
Immunity.
It's available on booksellers.
Right. Businessimmunity.com, folks. And then the S, what is the other? SB?
SB checks.
SB checks.
S as in Sam, B as in boy.
Okay, very good. So, folks, if you're listening and you say, "I want to know more about this because I do want to get my, I do want to get my tax refund," and I don't know what I can do. But you also mentioned something to me during the break about businesses and the role that they play in this. Are they partly responsible for what's happening in terms of this explosion of fraud in the tax refund?
Yes, we all have a role to play, and that's what I touch on in the book. So it's both for both businesses and consumers, because the businesses also have a role to do due diligence and the responsibility to do background checks, to have the right process and procedures in place, to have the right training on information security for their employees that you entrust with your personal information when you conduct business with them. And that includes, like, healthcare facilities, includes any other services.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be aware of the notification and disclosure requirements. So they have to do their due diligence, and they have to pick the right safeguards with your personal information, because a lot of them, give them our information. So they have to safeguard and take the right steps.
I got you. Okay. Now, Rashid, look, the fact of the matter is, and folks, we're talking to Rashid Zahidi, a former money laundering investigator. He's an expert in this field. A lot of my listeners refuse to do this online. Is online filing a safe way to go?
Well, it is. If you take the steps and the safeguards that we mentioned earlier about online security and doing it correctly, because it reduces the chances of documents going back and forth where someone can steal them, and of course, and it expedites the process as well. So it just has to be done responsibly, and then if so, then it turns out better.
Okay. Thank you, Rashid. Rashid Zahidi is my guest. We're talking about your tax refund, folks. And the message here is simple. Look after yourself. Don't leave everything to someone else. Make sure you got the right guy doing your or gal doing your taxes and follow through on the process. Coming up next, Tom Anderson talks about the importance of debt in your retirement. All of that right here on Home and Family Finance.